And good Tuesday evening, everyone. Live from Palisade High School. Tonight's one game. It's the boys' game between the Glenwood Demons and the Palisade Bulldogs, the rematch of the 2021 season. We were supposed to be here, planning on being here for a 4:30 tip-off for the girls, but as we noted throughout the day and on our website, the girls' game has been canceled, or postponed, I should say, until next Wednesday, March 3rd, at 6:30 back here at Palisade. Apparently someone with the Steamboat program tested positive for COVID. Glenwood played Steamboat last week. And as a result, after those test results came back positive, Glenwood had to quarantine for 10 days. They'll be back in the gym next week. The Steamboat girls program, unfortunately, I think they're scrapping the season. So that's really sad to hear about that. But hopefully whoever contracted COVID will recover quickly. In the meantime, the Glenwood girls will wait and get back in the gym next week. So tonight it's just the boys' game. Again, Glenwood girls and Palisade girls next Wednesday. But it's been rescheduled. Next Wednesday at 6:30 right here at Palisade High School. So in the boys' standings in 4A, Steamboat Springs, they're cruising right along. They've won 8 in a row. They're 8-0, 7-0 in league. Palisade behind them at 5-2 and 7-2 overall. Summit 5-2 in league, 5-3 overall. Rifle at 2-4, Glenwood at 2-4, Eagle Valley 1-4, Battle Mountain 0-6. Summit beat Palisade 61-48 a couple of nights ago. As Summit, we saw them at Summit a couple weeks ago, and they looked very impressive, got some good athletes. Outscored Palisade 14-10, 11-9, 22-11, and Palisade had the edge 18-14 in the fourth, but a big win for the Summit Tigers. So Palisade and Summit tied for second place in the West Slope. Coach Fred Heisel, coming off a tough loss to the Steamboat Springs Sailors, where they were pretty much getting blown out and then came back strong in the fourth quarter. And lost 61-52. They were outscored 19-5 in the first quarter, and that kind of set the tone for the game. But had the edge 16-14 in the second, 16-11 in the third, and Steamboat edge Glenwood 17-15 in the final quarter for the 61-52 win. Last time Glenwood played Palisade was back on February 16th. And Palisade won that game 56-52. In that game, Kenny Seriani and Caleb Hicks each scored 12 points. Donovan Kemp with 9 points, 8 scored by Donovan Maestas. For the Demons, Omar Bonilla led the way with 11 points. 8 points scored by Blake Nieslanek. 6 by Aiden Nieslanek. 12 from Reed Swanson. 3 points in the first half, but came on strong in the second half with a couple of threes. As Glenwood outscored Palisade 25-17 in a hard-fought fourth quarter, but came up short 56-52. So the Demons looking to get back in the win column against the Palisade Bulldogs. Our starting lineups for the Glenwood Demons: Blake Nieslanek, Omar Bonilla, Aiden Nieslanek, Reed Swanson, and Anthony Aviles. For the Palisade Bulldogs: Jose Mendoza, Donovan Kemp, Donovan Maestas, Austin Stafford, and Caleb Hicks. Kenny Seriani not getting the start tonight. couple of players added to the roster tonight for Fred Heisel's club. Number 52, Sam Winger, a freshman, and number 41, Edwin Olave, a sophomore. We'll have the opening tip in just a moment. Linwood and Palisade coming up after this on KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. Well, for a limited crowd, they're pretty boisterous. For the Glenwood Demons, Blake Nieslanek, the leading rebounder on the team, averaging just over 9 boards a game. 6.3 points per game. Omar Bruni, about 6 points a game. Stevie Vega, 4.5 points. Alec Nykirk, 4.9 points. Aiden Nieslanek, one of the starters tonight, 6.7 points. And Reed Swanson, 9.6 points per game. It's going to be Donovan Kemp, who can leap. Donovan Kemp, 6'4", going against 6-foot Blake Nieslanek. Avila Swanson, Nieslanek, and Bonilla, the starters for Glenwood. Here we go. And the opening tip taken by Glenwood as they chase it down. Good hustle by Bonilla, who hands it off. That's Aviles with it. Dal Bonilla, top of the key, fakes a three, goes to Blake Nieslanek, right wing, top of the key to Aviles. Backs up near the circle, or near the big bulldog. Bonilla has it, calls out a play. Bonilla right side to Reed Swanson. Aiden to Blake. Blake with a drive, jump stop, shot, missed it, he's fouled. Good move by Blake Nieslanek, a good aggressive move to the basket. Draws the foul. Blake to the line for two shots. Foul's called against Jose Mendoza. And the first free throw is good. Second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Kemp. Pass down low, going right to the rack is number 20, Austin Stafford. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Nieslanek. Aviles, now Swanson. Swanson with a move. Oh, he carried the ball. He palmed it, as they used to call it in the NBA. 1-0 Glenwood. Big West Slope showdown here. Pass to Mendoza, left wing. Maestas has it, top of the key, right wing to Caleb Hicks. He's a big scorer. Down to Kemp. Kemp shakes the defender, fake, shoots, and scores. Donovan Kemp makes it 2-1 Palisade. He's a weapon. Great post player. Aviles left wing. Crossover dribble. Gets a pick. Flips it over to Omar Bonilla. Bonilla with a drive in the paint. Puts up a shot. Drew the foul. Now they're just saying out of bounds. Thought a fist went up there. Aviles will inbound, 2-1 Palisade. Bonilla, Swanson, right wing. Goes to the corner to Aviles for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped by Swanson through the legs of Kemp, who dives on it and cradles the ball. And then quickly, Austin Aiden Slatic holds the ball to force a jump or a laydown ball. Possession goes to Palisade, 2-1 Bulldogs. Maestas comes up the left side, flips it left wing to Caleb Hicks. Hicks to Kemp, top of the key. Right wing to Maestas. Maestas stops at the free throw line, pops it, uncontested air ball. Ball saved, but thrown into the hands of Reed Swanson. It goes to Aviles. Aviles, left wing to Bonilla, to Reed Swanson. Swanson Bex steps it, sits back for the three, missed it. Rebound chased down by Aviles. Goes into Swanson. Good hustle by Aviles. Bonilla for three, top of the key. No good. Rebound taken by Austin Stafford for Palisade. Palisade at the court quickly. A steal up the court by Anthony Aviles. Good hustle. 2-1 Palisade. 5:50 left in the first. Swanson has it. Dribbles around top of the key. Goes left wing to Blake Nieslanek. Blake kicks it in the far corner to Aiden Nieslanek. Aiden top of the key to Aviles. Back to Aiden. Aiden to Swanee. Swanee fakes the three. And as he fakes the shot, he flipped it over to Aiden, but Swanson was fouled. Non-shooting foul, second team foul against Palisade and the second one against Mendoza. So Mendoza comes out and Colin Lake in for him. Puerto Eagles backcourt to Aiden Islanik. Aiden wearing a black mask. Dribbles top of the key, still dribbling. Gets a pick from Blake. They're going to say an offensive foul. I think Blake was moving his feet. Nope. Bonilla called for an offensive foul. 2-1 Palisade, 5:24 to go in the first. Maestas goes to Colin Lake, to Caleb Hicks. Hicks to Maestas in the near corner. Gets a pick, drives along the baseline, stops. Now hook pass out the left wing. Three-pointer by Maestas. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped. That was actually Hicks with a three-point attempt. There's a foul on the rebound attempt. Ooh, offensive foul on the rebound attempt. They call it against Caleb Hicks. And a 30-second time. What do we got? Ball out of bounds in the near sideline. That's three team fouls already against Palisade. 5 minutes to go here in the first. Bonilla back to Aiden. Aiden in the corner to Reed Swanson. And Swanson gets hammered by Donovan Maestas. Boy, Bulldogs collecting the fouls in a hurry.
Hey, they're in their zone. Quick run 32.
And the coach, three, Fred Heisel, over on the far sideline. Swanson drives baseline. Nice bounce pass to Blake. Blake lost the ball. Got it stripped. Loose ball taken by Caleb Hicks. Hicks cross-court pass to Maestas in the near corner to Colin Lake for three. That's an air ball. Barely got the rim, actually. Rebound taken by Aiden Islanik to Omar Bonilla. Bonilla pass to Blake. Blake to Reed. Reed fakes the three. Got tripped up. Bounce pass to Omar. Omar jump pass to Aiden Islanik. Aiden will jump step. Banks it and won't go. Rebound Blake. Put back good. Blake Islanik with a tough rebound and a putback. And it's 3-2 Glenwood. Drive by Kenny Seriani. Puts one off the glass and in. He is the, I don't know why he wasn't starting. He is an excellent player. 4-3 Palisade. Aiden Islanik bumps into Colin Lake. Here's Blake on the left wing. Back to Aiden, top of the key. Left wing to Reed Swanson. Swanson no look pass to Aviles. Swanson sets a pick. Now they go to Bonilla, left wing. Back to Aviles. Right wing to Aiden. Aiden bounce pass to Swanee. Swanee in the far corner. Ball's off the foot of Caleb Hicks out of bounds in front of the Palisade bench. Here comes Scott Nykerk. Or Scott Nykerk. That's his dad. Alec Nykerk. And Bryson McClain is going to check in, but the timeout is called. 30-second timeout. It's 4-3 Palisade, 3:48 to go in the first. This is KMTS. Mike and Omar Bonilla out. McClain in. Aviles, here's the Swanson. Swanson bounce pass. Bad pass picked off by Paul Steinke. Top of the key to Seriani. And a foul's called before the shot. Seriani is a good shooter. And it's a foul called against Anthony Aviles, his first. Pass it to Seriani. Hands it to Colin Lake. Drives, tripped up. He's fouled. He's going to the basket, so he'll probably get two. He assumes he's taking it out of bounds. He is. Aiden Islanik call for the foul. Pass into Kemp. Kemp fakes. Dribbles once. Shoots off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound McClain. Bryson McClain with a strong board. Reed Swanson in the near corner to Nykerk. And Nykerk. Double dribble. 4-3. A frantic pace to this game, but not a lot to show for on the scoreboard. Kemp comes out. He's replaced by Ryder Mancuso for Palisade. As Donovan Maestas brings it up center court. Met there by Anthony Aviles. Blows right past him, lays it up, missed the shot. Rebound taken off the hand of McClain. They're going to call a foul against Maestas. Boy, there's a whistle on every play. That's Maestas' second foul. He'll be shooting free throws here pretty soon. Blake Mislenik back in the game. Aviles out. Aiden Islanik is going to check out. Bonilla back in. Reed Swanson back to Bonilla. 4-3 Palisade coming up in the three-minute mark here in the first. Bonilla dribbles left side, hands it off to Reed. Reed jump pass to McLean. Lob pass out to Blake Islanik. Blake muscling his way up the court. Now goes top of the key to McLean. Fakes the three. Hook pass out to Islanik. To Bonilla. Thought about a three. Blake right wing. Back to Bonilla. Bonilla finds a lane. Fakes the pass. Shoots. Missed it. Draws the foul. And there's 16 fouls now. And I think it's Colin Lake. Yep, his first. Whistle City. Omar Bonilla at the line looking for his first point. And he knocks down the first free throw. Ties the game at four. 2:47 left in the first quarter. Again, the Glenwood girls will play the makeup game against Palisade next Wednesday here at 6:30. The next free throw gets the bounce, and Glenwood reclaims the lead 5-4. Palisade up the floor quickly. Pass down low. Almost thrown out of bounds. Retrieved by Mancuso. Put up a shot. And was he fouled? Yep. No, out of bounds. Last touch by Glenwood. Oh, no. Yeah, it is. Palisade ball. Coach Fred Heisel wants an explanation. All right, Palisade ball out of bounds. Colin Lake at the baseline. Pass up to Rodolfo Dexter. Dexter to Paul Steinke, standing near half court, near the Bulldog sketch there in the center of the court. Dexter, here's a drive, fake, shot put up by Mancuso. He traveled. Oh no, he was fouled. Brandon Mancuso fouled by Blake Nislanik. That's his first. Fourth team foul. 21 Ryder Mancuso, 6'1 junior. And his first free throw off the back of the iron. Won't get the bounce. Avilas back in. Reed Swanson out. Ryder Mancuso missed the first free throw. This one will tie it. And it's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Strong rebound off the hands of Blake Nislanik. They're saying last touch, though, by Paul Steinke. 5-4 Glenwood. 2:23 to go in the first quarter. Full court press for Palisade. Avilas to Bonilla. Omar brings it up. It's met there by a double team. Goes to Blake Nislanik. Nislanik cross-court pass to Avilas. Smothered there by Colin Lake. Avilas picks it up. Now goes right wing to Nykerk. Nykerk to McLean. McLean back to Nykerk, right wing. Kicks it out in the corner to Avilas. Anthony lobs it to Nykerk. Baseline drives. And bodies tumble to the floor. And we got this ball out of bounds. Nykerk lost control of it. Rolled out at the baseline. Under 2 minutes to go in the first. 5-4 Glenwood. Rodolfo Dexter to Mancuso. Colin Lake. Right wing to Paul Steinke. Steinke crossover dribble. Blake Nislanik cuts him off. Cross-court pass left wing to Colin Lake. Three-pointer from the wing. Off the rim. No good. Rebound McLean. McLean against some. That's his third big rebound since checking in. Anthony Avilas, top of the key. Right wing to Bonilla. Three-pointer from the corner. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Sirianni. 5-4 Glenwood. Sirianni taking a coast-to-coast. Lays it up. Off the glass. No good. Rebound put back. Mancuso. No good. Rebound McLean. Still 5-4 Glenwood. Avilas behind the back dribble. Behind the... goes. He traveled. He went behind the back dribble and then did a wraparound around the waist but took an extra step. Trying to dazzle the ref with some trickery. Aiden Islanik back in the game. Nykerk out. 5-4 Glenwood. A minute 12 left in the first. As Jack would say, big hat, no cattle. Lots of action, not much offense. Colin Lake brings it up. Left wing to Dexter. He gets tripped and they're going to call foul against Anthony Avilas. Just didn't move his feet. That's his second foul and the 15th foul. Lake will inbound from the Glenwood bench. Lobs it into Sirianni. Goes to Paul Steinke. Back to Sirianni, left wing. 55 seconds. Dexter to Colin Lake. Lake stops, gets bumped. Now what? Got a foul. Omar Bonilla picks up his second. And now we're all cut up. Each team has six fouls. Lovely. We're going to be shooting fouls for the next 8.5 minutes. Lake into Sirianni. Drives along the baseline. Two defenders on it. Lost control of it. Left-handed hook. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Blakeney Slanik. Hands it off to Aviles. Aviles to Bonilla. 40 seconds. Aiden Slanik. Double teamed in the corner. Goes to McLean in the corner. Left wing to Aiden Slanik. Aiden to Aviles. Back to Aiden, left wing. Goes to Blake. Blake back to Aiden. Aiden gets cut off. Goes to Blake, left wing. Bounce pass back to Aiden. 22 seconds. McLean, left wing. Cross-court pass to Anthony Aviles. Double A goes left wing to Bonilla. Jab step. Thought about a three. 12 seconds. 11, 10, 9. Pass to Aviles. Down to Blakeney Slanik. Gets bumped from behind. Loose ball. Goes down to McLean's wide open. Lays it up and in. Nice recognition by Blakeney Slanik as they doubled up on him. And that will do it for the first quarter. Blakeney Slanik down to Bryson McLean for the two. And that ends the quarter. 7-4 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. Played one quarter. It's Glenwood 7, Palisade 4. Omar Bonilla will inbound. The last bucket scored by Bryson McLean. Aviles has it. Cross-court pass to Bonilla. Right wing. Three-pointer. Oh, you betcha. Nothing but nets. Bonilla from downtown to start the second quarter. 10-4. Glenwood passed down to Kemp. Kemp against Blakeney Slanik. Gets stuffed. Out to Colin Lake. Baseline drive. Shot over Blakeney Slanik. Doesn't go. Rebound on the floor taken by McLean, who's tripped. He got clobbered, knocked to the floor by Donovan Kemp. That's Kemp's first and the 17th foul, so it'll be a 1-1 for Bryson McLean, who's been impressive. 6'3 junior. Coach Fred Heisel, some valuable minutes, big rebounds. That last second bucket, thanks to that good heads-up pass by Blakeney Slanik. 1-1 for Bryson McLean, first free throw. Bullseye. Got it. And it's 11-4, Glenwood. McLean's second free throw. Perfect. Smooth stroke. 12-4, Glenwood. Palisade pushing it up the floor. Dexter hands it out to Sirianni. Kayla picks now, right wing. Back to Sirianni. Fakes the three. Jab step. Going against Aiden Slanik. Pull-up jumper from 10. Got it. Well, he's got a smooth stroke off the dribble. Kenny Sirianni, 12-6. That breaks a long drought for Glenn for Palisade. Bonilla has it. With Aiden Slanik to Aviles for three. That's an air ball. But he got fouled. Oh, my. And that'll give him three shots from the free throw line. And that is Donovan Kemp picking up, no, excuse me, Rudolfo Dexter. Call him Rudy. So Anthony Aviles set the line for three. That's the eighth team foul against Palisade.
Anthony Aviles set the line and finishing three.
Glenwood as a team shoots over 60% from the free throw line. That first free throw at the back of the rim, though. Anthony's second free throw. Good. Oh, he stepped over the line. They wave it off.
No, he didn't, man.
Coach Fred Heisel said, no, he didn't. Come on. He's not going to win that argument. Anthony's third attempt is good. So makes one of three. 13-6, Glenwood. Lake to Hicks, top of the key. Hicks to Dexter. Here's Maestas looking down the court. Pass right wing to Hicks. Hicks kicks it over to Dexter. Dexter to Lake. Lake to Maestas. Jab step, top of the key. Drives, jump step, puts up a leaner. Blocked by Blakeney Slanik on a foul. They're going to call a foul against It's either Blake. Yeah, it is Blake. Got him with the body, he says. Looked impressive. Blake's 6 foot tall and Maestas 5'11". He's at the line for two, 17 foul. His first free throw is a swish. Mendoza and Seriani back in. Dexter and Lake out for Palisade. 13-7 Glenwood. 6:40 to go. Blake Lisanic is out. Maestas' second free throw is good. 13-8 Glenwood. Reed Swanson to Aiden Islanic against the press. Don't have it across yet. Cross-court pass to Swanson, who lobs it to McLean. Down to Anthony Vias. Missed the layup, and he got, says he got hit in the face, and he's arguing the call. Says he got hit in the eye. He's holding his right eye. And so Nykerk's going to check in as a three-pointer by Maestas. Good. Look out. 13-11. And a turnover. Aiden Islanic saying Donovan Kemp tipped it, but and a 30-second timeout called by Palisade. They get the ball out of bounds under their basket. 13-11 Glenwood, 6:09 to go in the first half. This is KMTS. Kenny Seriani will inbound for Palisade under the Bulldog basket. 13-11 Glenwood, 6:09 to go in the first half. Lob pass into Maestas, top of the key. Down to Seriani in the paint. Shoots and scores with that left hand. Oh, he's got a sweet shot. Seriani, 6 points. The game's tied 13. Aiden Islanic, that Omar Bonilla gets it up the floor. He's double teamed. He's trapped. He's in trouble. Ball's tipped and a steal by Maestas. He'll take it. He'll shoot it. Missed it. And they're going to call goaltending, I think, against Kemp. Wait. Yeah. Offensive goaltending. It's a break for Glenwood. 13 all. Pass into Aiden Islanic again against the press. Lobs it up the court to McLean, who's all alone. Gets it across the line. We forgot about him. Lob pass top of the key to Nykerk. Here's Aiden Islanic. Three-pointer way downtown. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound Nykerk. No, it's Kemp for Palisade. Drive by Maestas. Baseline drive. Shot is up. Fouled on the floor. So it's a 1-1 for Donovan Maestas. Chance for Palisade to break the tie. 13-all, 5:30 to go in the half. Again, the Glenwood Lady Demons will play Palisade next Wednesday, March 3rd at 6:30 here in Palisade. Critical game for the West Slope standings. Girls basketball. Maestas, his first free throw. Got it. Blake Islanic back in the game. McLean out. Oh, I like McLean's court savvy. Doesn't have any fouls against him. 14-13 Palisade. Reyes' second free throw is perfect. 7 points all this quarter. 15-13 Palisade. Nykerk to Reed Swanson to Bonilla. Gets it across the timeline. Calls out a play. Gets a pick from Nykerk. Bounce pass to Swanson, left wing. Hands it off top of the key to Nykerk. Right wing to Aiden. Aiden goes to Bonilla, far corner. Bonilla lobs it to Blake, top of the key. Back to Bonilla. Three-pointer? Yes, sir. Omar Bonilla. And Glenwood reclaims the lead. His second three of the quarter. 16-15, Glenwood. Maestas right wing. Jab step. Gets a pick from Kemp. Maestas goes to Mendoza. Drive along the baseline. Seriani, 10-foot jumper from the baseline. Won't go. Rebound Aiden Islanic. Racing up the floor. Aiden looks over his shoulder. Hands it out to Blake. Back to Aiden, right wing. Head fakes. Jump stop. 10-foot jumper blocked by Kemp. But a foul's going to be called. Ball went out of bounds. They're calling the foul. Against Donovan Maestas. That's his third and the ninth team foul. Blake Nieslanic for a 1-1. Maestas comes out. replaced by Colin Lake. Blake at the line for 1-1, looking for his fourth point. And his first free throw, he rattles in and out, no good. Rebound on the floor, taken by Sirianni. Got the quick hands there. Sirianni brings it up. Center court, just as Mass gets a pick from Kemp. And got a foul. Going to call it against Nykerk. And Alec picks up his first. Each team with nine fouls. 4:25 left in the half. 16-15 Glenwood. Donovan Kemp at the line. First free throw at the back of the rim. No good. Rebound off the hands of Bonilla, out of bounds. Tough break there. Mendoza will inbound the baseline. Lobs it. Lazy pass. Tipped away. Gets through the legs of one player. It ends up in the hands of Glenwood Springs as Swanson came up to it. Aiden Islanic. Here's Bonilla. Three-pointer from the corner. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Sirianni. Sirianni built like a fullback. He's a stout young man. Very quick. Colin Lake. High post left side. Bonilla coming out to get him. Here's the pass to Kemp. Kemp kicks it out right wing to Sirianni. All alone for a three. That's off the mark. Rebound taken by Blake Nisetta. Got bumped there. No foul. Pass up to Aiden Islanic. Aiden bounce pass to Blake. Blake underhands. Tried to go to Reed Swanson. It was picked off in the lane by Jose Mendoza. 16-15 Glenwood. 3:45 to go in the half. Sirianni to Hicks. Top of the key. Mendoza right wing. Mendoza waved the ball around. Gets around the pick, drives, oh, fell to the floor. They're saying he was fouled. That looked a little dramatic. But they're calling a foul. 30-second timeout, 3:34 to go in the first half, 16-15 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Ball out of bounds. Glenwood ball. They've got it at the end of the court. Nykerk has the top of the key, right wing to Aiden Islanic. Aiden to Reed Swanson, top of the key. Over to Aiden. Aiden flips it left wing to Nykerk. Nykerk to Bonilla, left wing, or right wing. One-hand pass to Blake Nislanic. Blake with a drive, picks it up, goes top of the key to Nykerk. Three-pointer, set shot, off the rim, no good. Rebound is for Kemp. Kemp came up with it, but traveled. He was diving for the ball. 6'4 senior said, dog, got it. Slapping the floor in frustration. Swanson inbounds under the Glenwood basket, goes into Bonilla, bobbles it, flips it over to Blake Nislanic, right wing. Reed Swanson in the corner. Swanson back to Blake. Blake drives. Blake shoots. Blake misses the shot. Oh, and they're going to call a foul against Aiden Nislanic, reaching in as that was Mendoza clearly had position. And Aiden reaching in there, getting a little greedy. Picks up his second foul, 10th team foul. So it's two shots for Jose Mendoza. Reese McMillan's going to check in here. First free throw short off the front of the rim. Reese McMillan on the lanes. Aiden Islanic out. Reese McMillan in and for him. And Reese gives Fred Heisel great minutes. Good hustle. Scrappy player. Good rebounds. Takes smart shots. Mendoza's second attempt is good. That ties the game. 16 all. 2:52 to go in the first half. Mendoza out. And Paul Steinke in. Palisade with the press. Reed Swanson up the court to Blake Nisetta. Cross court pass to Bonilla. Bonilla gets it across the line. Flips it over to Reed Swanson. Swanson fakes. Here's a bounce pass picked off right into the hands of Colin Lake, who takes it coast to coast, bobbles it, and saved it. Almost went out of bounds. Threw it up the court. And taken by Hicks. Hicks passes tipped. Steinke picks it up. Here's Hicks, top of the key. 16 all, 2:29 to go. Pass to Sirianni. Boy, that's sloppy ball handling by both teams. Here's a pick by Omar Bonilla. Picked his pocket. Lays it up. Got it. Omar Bonilla with the basket. And it's 18-16. Glenwood, 2:13 to go. In the first half, Hicks was a ball right wing. Stops top of the key. Goes right wing to Colin Lake. Lake down to Kemp. Kemp, nice bounce pass to Serrani. Bobbles it, picks it up. Wanted an open layup. Backs up for a three off the dribble. Brick, rebound. I can see an over-the-top foul called against Paul Steinke. And that's going to send Glenwood down to the line for two shots. Not great basketball by either team, but Glenwood has the two-point edge. 18-16 with a minute 57 to go in the half. And it's going to be Reed Swanson looking to get on the board here. Swanson's first free throw. Perfect. McLean back in the game for Glenwood. Nykerk comes out. Serrani and Kemp out. Mancuso in for Palisade. Swanson's second free throw off the back of the rim. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Blake Nesedek. Taken, though, by number four, Paul Steinke. Up the court to Colin Lake. Lake with a drive. Lake with a shot at the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Palisade. As it rolled out to the top of the keys, scooped up by Hicks. Hicks lobs it back court and over and back. Boy, a lot of unforced errors and some force by the Glenwood defense. Omar Bourdais in front of the scorer's table. Lobs it in to Reese McMillan. McMillan playing the point, calls out a play. Goes to McLean. McLean to Swanson. Swanson to Bonilla in the near corner. Bonilla picks it up. Overhead pass to McLean. Or McMillan. Swanson right wing. Bonilla fakes the three. Shoots the three. Traveled. Did a little head fake to shake the defender. Then took an extra step. 19-16. Glenwood. Minute 14 left in the half. Colin Lake, right wing. Goes to Mancuso. Mancuso to Hicks. Hicks stops at the free throw line. Pass down to Mancuso. Double team, ball stripped. They're going to call a foul. It's going to be two shots for Ryder Mancuso. Foul is called against McLean. His second. Two shots for Ryder Mancuso. Each team the double bonus. First free throw. Bounces off the rim. Boy, oh boy. Palisade having their troubles. Aiden Islanik in for McLean. Right now, Palisade 4 out of 10 from the line. Mancuso is 0 for 3 now. And making it 0 for 4. Rebound, though, controlled by Palisade. Hicks fakes the 3. Drives, took an extra step. Got away with it. Got the shot. 19-18 Glenwood. 49 seconds in the half. And Coach Fred Heisen wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break. 46 seconds remaining in the first half. Glenwood 19, Palisade 18. This is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. 46 seconds remaining in the first half. 19-18 Glenwood. Omar Bonilla inbounds backcourt to Aiden Islanik. Aiden hands it off to McMillan. To Bonilla. Bonilla hands it off to Aiden Islanik. Back to McMillan. Pass to Bonilla. Got away from him. Gets the ball back at near half court. And Bonilla called for carrying the ball. Not what Coach Fred Heisel wanted after that timeout. 31 seconds left. Serrani inbound, coming in the game for a Palisade, replacing Dexter. Rudolph Dexter. Paul Steinke inbounding at the scorer's table. It was backcourt to Colin Lake. One-on-one with Bonilla. Lake gets around the pick. Boy, these are quick whistles. Good grief. Bonilla picks up his third. Man, these quick whistles, I mean, it will not serve any team well if they end up playing teams on the front range. First free throw is off the rim. No good. Palisade 5 for 12 from the line. Second free throw is good. Collin Lake. 19-19. 24 seconds left in the half. Lob pass up the court to Reed Swanson. Swanson up the court to McMillan. McMillan stops, fakes, shoots, blocked from behind. Jump ball called. Wow. East McMillan, where a jumper from the free throw line got stuffed. It's Glenwood, or Palisade ball out of bounds. 13 seconds left. For Sirianni or maybe Kemp to shoot the ball to break the tie here. Pass in to Collin Lake. 10 seconds. Lake gets it across the line. Jump pass tipped, taken by Hicks. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Jumper from 15. Got it. That'll do it. Palisade takes the lead at the buzzer. 21-19 Bulldogs over the Demons. Halftime, this is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. Halftime. Palisade Bulldogs leading the Glenwood Demons 21-19. Glenwood had the edge 7-4 in the first quarter. Blake Nieslanek with the first basket, also had a free throw that first period. Omar Bonilla with a couple of free throws in the first quarter. Bryson McLean off the bench was effective, had some big rebounds and had a bucket in that first period. Palisade just couldn't buy a basket. Donovan Kemp, I guess, paid his dues. So did Kenny Sirianni, came off the bench and scored a basket. There's the 4 points in the first quarter. And then Palisade put it together offensively in the second period, outscoring Glenwood 17-12. Omar Bonilla lit things up for Palisade, or for Glenwood, rather, with a couple of threes from the right wing. Also had a free throw for 7 points, 9 points total for Glenwood to lead the Demons for Bonilla. Bryson McLean with a couple of free throws in the second quarter. He's got 4 points at the half. Reed Swanson having trouble finding an open shot. He's got a free throw. Anthony Aviles with a free throw. He was fouled on a three-point attempt. Missed the first one. Second one he made, but it was waved off because he stepped over the line. That's happened quite frequently, more often than I'm used to seeing in a season. It happens sometimes with girls, maybe shorter girls, maybe looking to get a little extra push, might step over the line, but it's very odd to see it as often as I've seen it this season, boys and girls. So Avila's third free throw finally knocked one down. There's the 12 points for Glenwood. For Palisade, the free throw shooting has not been great for the Bulldogs. Donovan Maestas, the best free throw shooter, he's 4 for 4. Also is a three-pointer all in the second quarter to give him 7 for the game to lead the Bulldogs. Jose Mendoza with a free throw. Collin Lake with a free throw. Donovan Kemp with a bucket in the first quarter and missed a free throw in the second. Ryder Mancuso got to the line a couple times and missed all four of his shots from the line. Kevin Sirianni off the bench with 6 points. And Caleb Hicks with 4 points in the second quarter. 21-19, Palisade with the lead. Looking at the standings in boys basketball, Steamboat Springs in control. They're in the driver's seat with a 7-0 league record, 8-0 overall. Palisade at 5-2, 7-2 coming into tonight's game. Palisade lost to Summit a couple nights ago, and the Palisade and Summit tied for second in the Western Slope. Rifle and Glenwood at 2-4. Eagle Valley, 1-4. Battle Mountain, still winless on the season. Again, if you didn't get the news, the Glenwood Lady Demons will play Palisade next Wednesday at 6:30 here at Palisade High School. We'll have the game here on KMTS. The girls' game was canceled or postponed because of someone testing positive with the Steamboat program. Glenwood played Steamboat last weekend, and when they found out, Glenwood, of course, forced to quarantine for 10 days, and they won't be back in the gym until early next week. So the makeup game with Palisade, a very important game for the West Slope standings, next Wednesday here at Palisade at 6:30, right here on KMTS. The next game, oh, by the way, that also affects the Summit game this Saturday. Glenwood Lady Demons will not play Summit this Saturday, scheduled for 4:30, I believe, at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. The boys will play, however, and we'll have that game on KMTS Friday the 26th. The Steamboat program, girls program, has been scrapped, as I understand. The boys will play at Steamboat at 2:45, and our friends, the radio station up in Steamboat, will carry that game for us. We usually have trouble getting up there and trouble getting a signal out of Steamboat Springs High School, so we'll kind of piggyback with our friends up in Steamboat to carry that game for the Glenwood boys and the Steamboat boys this Saturday, the 27th. Glenwood has a rematch with Rifle at home on March 2nd, and then finish up the season at Eagle Valley on March 5th, and at Battle Mountain on the 6th of March. 21-19, our score here at halftime. This team's back out on the floor getting ready for the second half. When we return, this is KMTS. Glenwood got the ball to start the second half and call for traveling. So Palisade has the ball. Hand off to Kemp. Kemp double team. Hands it off to number 20, Austin Stafford, who banks one in. And it's 23-19 Palisade to start the second half. Aiden Slanik, Reed Swanson for three. Right wing off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Stafford. Palisade pushed the ball at the floor in a hurry. Drive by Colin Lake. Jump shot from 10. Off the rim, no good. Rebound put back by Stafford. Doesn't go. Rebound Kemp. Kemp forces one up. Knocked to the floor. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. And the foul is the third against Aiden Slanik. Colin Lake inbounding. Play came wondering if it's a shooting foul. No, it is not. Lake will inbound. Lobs it top of the key to Hicks, who hit that buzzer beater shot to give Palisade the lead at the half. Mendoza left wing. Drives. Stopped. Hands it off to Kemp left wing. Stafford. Stafford picks up the dribble. Bobbles it. Goes to Lake. Lake with a drive. Right left wing to Mendoza. Mendoza with a leaner. That's an air ball. 23-19 Palisade, 6:37 to go, third quarter. Aviles checks in. He's got the ball. No, that's Stevie Vega. Bonilla has it. Mouse pass to Nykerk. Nykerk to Blake Nieslanik. Back to Nykerk, top of the key. Stevie Vega. Vega to Reed Swanson. Nykerk. Bounce pass to Bonilla. Ball knocked away and a steal by Caleb Hicks, taking it all the way. Oh, put on the brakes. He traveled. Yes, he did. Yeah, that was a late whistle there. Got a reverse layup, and he's holding his head. What? I didn't travel? No way. Palms are still up. He's still arguing. No basket. 23-19 Palisade. Nykerk is out. And he's replaced by McLean. Stevie Vega getting his first minutes, calling out the play. Crossover dribble. Met there, bumped there by Kemp. Bounce pass to Blake Nieslanik. Blake trying to force his way to the basket. Here's McLean. Flips it over to Omar Bonilla. Bonilla to Swanson. Swanson right wing. Bounce pass to Blake Nieslanik. Kicks it out to Bonilla. Fakes the three. Traveled. Well, he does that a lot. He's so quick. Sometimes I think he does travel. Other times I think it's the referees are just stunned or dazzled by his quickness. 23-19 Bulldogs. Donovan Maestas stops at the free throw line, goes down to Kemp. Kemp lost it off his hand out of bounds. Kemp insisting it was last touched by Glenwood. I don't think so. Vega into Bonilla against the Palisade press. Bonilla, no look pass to Reed Swanson. Swanson back to Bonilla. They don't have it across yet. They still don't have it across to Vega. Back to Bonilla. They're running out of time. And that's it. 10 seconds. Coach Fred Heisel's not happy. Vega comes out. No, Vega's just going out there for some instruction. He's still in the game. Maestas has it for Palisade. 4-point lead for the Bulldogs. Crossover dribble, little head fake. Triple team, kicks it out to Lake. Ball knocked away by Swanson. Lake gets it back in the corner. Lake picks it up. Trapped there. Trying to go to Kemp. He's double teamed. Here's a pickoff at half court by Omar Bonilla. Lays it up. He's blocked, stuffed from behind by Hicks. Oh my, what a denial. Bonilla thought he was going to have a layup, and Hicks came from behind and said, your credit's no good here. Rejected. Anthony Aviles calling out a play. He'll inbound it. The baseline. Bonilla comes out. After getting facial there. And Swanson to McClain, to McMillan. To Aviles for three in the corner. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Maestas. Steal by Aviles. They say he fouled. Aviles picks up his third. Mendoza in for Palisade. Colin Lake out. Seriani in. Passes it to Mendoza. Lobs it to Maestas. Cross court to Seriani in the near corner to Mendoza. Mendoza in the paint. Hook shot. Tried to do a pass and blocked by Blake Nisanic. Taken by Anthony Aviles. Aviles top of the key. Little hesitation move. Hands it off to Blake Nisanic. Blake hands it out to Swanson. Swanson stops, goes to Blake. Nisanic top of the key. Blake gets a pick. Here's McClain. Glenwood scoreless in this quarter. Pass into McClain. Lays it up and got the friendly roll. There's the first bucket for Glenwood. The 4:17 mark. McClain with 6 points. A timeout. Full timeout, 4:16 left in the third quarter, 23-21. Palisade, this is KMTS. .416 remaining in the third quarter. Palisade 23, Glenwood 21. Each team scored 2 points here in the first 3 minutes and change of the third quarter. It's a nice feed into Bryson McClain to get the bucket. Seriani inbounds. Mendoza brings it up. He'll be met at half court by Reed Swanson. Left wing to Hicks. Hicks stops the top of the key. Looks down low to Kemp. Kemp forces one up. Nice shot. Nice move by Donovan Kemp. His second basket. That was a dandy. 25-21. Lake Nisanic needs to stay out of foul trouble. Anthony Aviles in the near corner to Stevie Vega. He's out of bounds. Another timeout. 30-second timeout. I think it's an administrative timeout. 3:51 to go in the third. 25-21 Bulldogs. This is KMTS. 3:51 remaining in the third. 25-21 Palisade with the 4-point lead. Mendoza inbounding against the press. Hicks has it. Go to Kemp. Kemp up the court to Maestas. Maestas 1-on-1 with McClain. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Good defense. Rebound putback attempt by Seriani. No good. He's fouled. And Kenny Seriani to the line. Seriani with 6 points. And it was Stevie Vega call for the foul. His first, Sterianni's first free throw is good. Palisade. Sterianni has both free throws. Biggest lead of the night for Palisade. Stevie Vega against the press goes to Reed Swanson. Swanee up the court to Blake Nisanic. His pass knocked away. Back in the hands of Reed Swanson. Avilas fakes the three. Goes down to Swanee. Baseline jumper. Yes. Oh, yes. Got the bounce. In and out. Back in. Reed Swanson. His first basket. 27-23. Palisade. Sirianni to Mendoza. Backs up near half court. Swanee out there to meet him. Poking at the ball. Pass to Sirianni at the free throw line. Up. Goes top of the key, hands it off to Maestas. 3:05 to go here in the third. Pass to Sirianni. In a crowd. Goes underneath the Kemp, who's wide open all alone. Kemp with the easy bucket. It's 29-23. Traveling call against Glenwood. There's Anthony Avilas. Call for traveling. 6-point lead for the Bulldogs, 2:45 to go. Drive by Mendoza, banks it in, and the foul. Oh, my goodness, when it rains, it pours. Jose Mendoza with his first field goal. It's an 8-point lead. Swanson picks up his first foul, fourth team foul. No fouls for Palisade. Jose Mendoza trying to make it a 3-point play. And it's a brick. Rebound chased down by Blake Nisanic. Nisanic hands it off to Vega. Vega up the court to McLean. Back to Vega, top of the key. Vega bounce pass, bad pass. Picked off, knocked away by Kemp. Kemp's going to take it all the way. He will slam dunk it. And it's a 10-point lead for the Bulldogs. It was a soft slam dunk. A soft dunk. Like a donut dunk. Timeout call by Glenwood. 30-second timeout. Coach Fred Heisel said, I've seen enough. 10-point lead for the Bulldogs. 2:18 to go in the third. This is KMTS. Bonilla inbounds to Anthony Avilas. 33-23 Palisade. They've outscored Glenwood 12-4 in this third. Pass down to Blake. Kicks it out to McLean for three in the far corner. You betcha! Bryson McLean. That helps. Three-pointer for number 13. 33-26. Palisade. Sirianni. Jump shot over Stevie Vega. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by McLean. McLean to Omar Bonilla. Races up the left side. Bonilla pass to Anthony Avilas for three in the corner. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound tip. And controlled by Blake Lisanic. Kicks it out to Avilas, who shoots. Misses. Rebound putback attempt by McLean. Blocked. And Glenwood insisting it was a foul. They're calling it a jump ball, and Fred Heisel is fit to be tied. I would agree. There was contact there. Should have been a foul. Instead of saying a block, so jump ball possession goes to the Bulldogs. 33-26 Bulldogs lead. A minute 35 to go here in the third. Sirianni in the left wing. Drives past Vega. Baseline stepped out of bounds. They're calling a foul. Jeez Louise. Fifth team foul, Vega's second. Aiden Islanik in for Stevie Vega. Colin Lake will inbound the baseline. Lobs it into Sirianni. Top of the key to Hicks. Hicks guarded by Avilas. Mendoza to Sirianni, right wing. Gets a pick. Stops at the free throw line. Picks it up. Bounce pass to Lake. Lake, turnaround fadeaway from the key, in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Stafford, no good. Rebound knocked away, controlled by Palisade. Loose ball ends up in the hands of Avilas, who hands it off to Aiden Nisanic. Up the court to Blake Nisanic. Blake threw it away, threw it up the key to Aiden. Aiden right wing to Anthony Avilas. Avilas, top of the key to Aiden Nisanic, to Blake. Blake, call for traveling. Ah, oh, they just can't buy a break. Maestas in for Palisade, replacing Mendoza. Kemp is back in for Palisade. replacing Stafford. 47 seconds left in the third. 33-26 Bulldogs. Pass to Maestas, right wing. Here's Colin Lake. Lake, his pass picked off by Anthony Villas. Up the court to Omar Bonilla. Bonilla lays it up. Missed the shot. He adjusted the shot in midair and blew it. Pass up the court to Seriani. Seriani with a fadeaway jumper off the glass and in. On the run, Seriani with a tough shot. 35-26, Palisade, 15 seconds left in the third. Villas bouncing it between the legs. Getting too fancy there. Still bouncing, still dribbling, losing the ball. Timeout called. Fred Heisel is pacing back and forth. He is steaming. 30-second timeout. 7 seconds left in the third. 35-26. Palisade. He wants a full timeout now. We'll take a break. This is KPS. 7 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Palisade has outscored Glenwood 14-7 in this third. Bryson McLean has been very effective. Just one foul. He knocked down the third three of the night for Glenwood. Got a nice stroke from outside. 5 points this quarter. 9 for the game. And the only other person, the only other player for Glenwood that scored is Reed Swanson. The baseline jumper. Swanson will inbound with 7 seconds left here in the third. Trailing by 9. Swanee goes back court to Aiden Slanik. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Swanee for three, right wing, getting there, ball. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Hicks. And Hicks runs out of time. That's it for the third quarter. Our score, Palisade 35, Glenwood 26. This is KMTS. We go to the fourth quarter. Glenwood trailing Palisade 35-26. Omar Bonilla will inbound for Glenwood in the near sideline. Lobs it back court, way back court to Aiden Slanik. Palisade really putting on the defensive pressure. Lobs it left wing to McLean. McLean looking down low. Nobody there. Blake DeSlenick to Aiden. Aiden backs up left wing. Top of the key to Swanson. Swanson right wing to Bonilla. Bonilla to Blake DeSlenick at the free throw line. Call for traveling. Blake DeSonic yet to score in this second half. 35-26 Bulldogs. Hicks has it right wing. Hicks to Kemp. Seriani baseline drive. We're going to call a foul. Against Aiden. He knocked it out of bounds. No foul. Palisade with no team fouls. 5 for Glenwood. In the second half. Lob pass into Seriani. Gets bumped there. Drives along the baseline. Throwing an elbow. That's an offensive foul. And Seriani says, huh? Yeah, playing like that fullback. That's just his first foul. Looked like he was going for the first down. Bonilla against the press. Goes into Reed Swanson. Up the court to Blake DeSonic. Back to Bonilla. Lobs it up to Aiden Slanik, who's straddling the half-court line. Traveling. Oh, boy, Glenwood just having fits with this Palisade press tonight. Seriani to Maestas. Hicks will head fake there. Lobs it to Maestas, top of the key. Finds a lane, taking the bounce pass underneath the camp. Lays it up and in the foul. Donovan Kemp, quiet first half, but he's come on strong here in the second half. He has 8 points in the second half, 10 for the game. Yeah, it's 37-26, biggest lead of the night for the Bulldogs. 6:58 to go. Bryson McLean picks up his third foul. And Kemp's free throw is good. Aiden Islanic, right wing. Underhands it to McLean. McLean traveled. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. The traveling calls. This is...
Kids, when we get across half, just
no
shoot.
No comment.
Because they're going to call traveling every time.
You hear Coach Fred Heisel. Just shoot or pass. They're going to call traveling every time. Here's a turnover by Kemp as he threw it out of bounds, and Maestas disappeared into the hallway. .38-26 Palisade, Aiden Slanik, right wing, trying to penetrate, nowhere to go. Hands it out to Bonilla. Bonilla, right wing. Backs up near half court. And we're trailing by 12. McLean, left wing. Cross court pass to Aiden Slanik. Gets bumped and knocked to the floor, and a foul's going to be called against Colin Lake. I mean, that was obvious, and he's the shoulder slump. Like, really? Did I really foul him? Nuh-uh. Yeah-huh. His first, or his second rather, second team foul. Bonilla backcourt to Aiden Slanik. Demons need to get something going here. Trailing by 12. Have yet to score here in the fourth quarter. Reads Swanson to Bonilla. Top of the key. Backs up. Gets a pick there for McLean. Hands it off to Aiden Slanik. Chase it almost went out of bounds. He's in the corner. Needs some help. Aiden crossover dribble, hands it out to Blake Nisanic with a drive, with a scoop shot. Got it. No, he missed it, but he's fouled. Blake trying to get something going. And Blake will go to the line for two shots. Foul is called against Donovan Kemp. His third.
How aggressive do you want me to be? How
aggressive? And Nisanic hits the first free throw. Kemp is out. Mancuso in. Blake Nisanic with 5 points now. Chance to cut the lead to 10. And he, yeah, got the bounce. 38-28. Bulldogs lead. Looking to get the sweep here against Glenwood this season. Seriani. Jump pass to Colin Lake. Lake, jump shot from the baseline. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Blake Nisanic. Blake up the court to Omar Bonilla. Bonilla right wing. Between the leg dribble. Flips it over to Aiden Slanik. High post left side. Bounce pass to Stevie Vega. And Vega, offensive foul called against Glenwood, against Blake Nislanik. That's his third. 17 foul. Frustrating second half for Glenwood. Actually, the last couple of minutes of the second quarter were frustrating. Maestas with a drive. Little hook pass out to Seriani. Left wing to Hicks for three. Bang. In rhythm, and Hicks knocks down the tray. It's a 41-28 lead for Palisade. Bonilla, right wing to Aiden Slanik. Blake Slanik kicks it out to Aiden Slanik. Baseline drive. Shot is short. Rolls off the rim. Rebound taken by Steinke for Palisade. Up the court to Hicks, threw it out of bounds. Aiden will bring it up. 41-28 Palisade. Top of the key. Flips it over right wing to McLean. McLean to Aiden. Aiden. Offensive foul against Aiden Slanik. As he... Coach Fred Heisel took the mask off, and he's pacing back and forth behind the chairs, the maze of chairs. Foul called against Aiden Slanik is fourth. Boy. Steinke to Seriani. Should be enough. No, they're going to call a foul. As Aiden picks up his fourth, and he's done. Oh, no. Did they call an offensive foul? They did. That was not the indication from the ref, but that's a break there for Aiden. Swanson, top of the key. It's just 2 points. Here's Aiden, far corner. Goes to Blake. Blake underhands it to McLean. Might as well take a shot. Pass down to Blake. Blake bricks that shot. Rebound McLean. Kicks it out top of the key to Aiden. Fakes the three. Shoots the three. Missed it, but he's fouled. He'll shoot three. Slonik's mask is around his chin. Steinke picks up his second foul. First free throw rolls in and out, back in. Aiden Slonik with three from the line. Second free throw is good. 41-30 Palisades. Sariani out. Replaced by Jorge Mendoza. Aiden Slonik's third free throw is good. Hits all three of them. 41-31, back to a 10-point lead. Can chip away at that with 4:15 left here in the game. Full court press for Glenwood. Palisades has no trouble beating it. Hicks takes it all the way, lays it up and in. So McLean just let it have it. Aiden Slonik kicks it out to McLean. Backs up for a three on the wing. Yes, sir, Bryson McLean. And it cuts the Palisade lead to nine with that three-pointer. Timeout call, 3:53 to go in the game, 43-34. Palisade, a full timeout. This is KMTS. Palisade 43, Glenwood 34. 3 minutes, so I forgot to write the time down. They like the lovely countdown clock. Three something or other left in the ball game. In 5 seconds, I'll tell you exactly how much time. I hate that countdown clock. 3:53. I'm such a whiner. 43-34 Palisade. They have the ball against the Glenwood press. There's a pass. Tick! Picked off by Vega. Shoots in. Scores on the foul! Oh, what a play by Stevie Vega. Just leaped up, snatched the ball in the air. Got the bucket and the foul. Chance for a three-point play. Stevie Vega, his first bucket. It's a big one as it cuts the Palisade lead to seven. Chance to cut it to six if he can knock down this free throw. Well-timed jump by Stevie Vega. And number two with the free throw. Perfect. And it's a 43-37 lead for Palisade. And now what? Timeout. I think this is an official timeout. 3:51 to go in the game. 43-37. Palisade, Glenwood chipping away. This is KMTS. Glenwood has outscored Palisade 11-8 in this fourth quarter. They now trail just by six. Palisade against the press, and they're going to have a foul called, I think, against Swanson. And that's going to send Palisade the line for a 1-1. They're going to call it against Aiden Slonik, so that's it for him.
So how many does zero have?
Zero has three, sir.
Okay, so you had it backwards.
That's five. Yes, that's five. I need a sub.
They gave you one of Blake's.
You have a four. Can I get a sub?
No, sir. He was given all five. He earned all five.
Let it go.
Yep. The Palisade scorekeeper having a little discussion between the ref and Coach Fred Heisel. Fred said, Coach Heisel said, told Aiden, they gave you one of Blake's. And she said, no, sir, he earned all five. Oh, my, a little testy, are we? And Maestas' first free throw is good. His first point since the second quarter. He's got eight for the game. He hasn't missed a free throw. 5 for 5. 44-37 Palisade. Second free throw is good. 6 for 6, and it's 45-37 Bulldogs. Up the court comes Reed Swanson. Swanee flips the left wing to Stevie Vega. Vega, ball knocked away and a steal. Here comes Maestas, taking it coast to coast, lays it up and in. He's fast. And it's back to a 10-point lead for the Bulldogs. Blake Nisanic. Stops, shoots from the free throw line. Got it. His first field goal since the early in the first quarter. Pass up the court to Kemp. Kemp up to Hicks. Hicks backs it up. Thought about a three. 8-point lead for the Bulldogs. Top of the key to Maestas. Little head fake. Drives. Fakes. Ball stripped. McLean comes over. No, Maestas gets it. Kicks it out. And Paul Steinke wanted to drive and forgot to dribble the ball. Call for traveling. Nine team fouls were gloved. Six for Palisade. 47-39 Bulldogs lead. 3:05 to go here in the ballgame. Fago walk it up. He's got to be in a hurry there. Right wing to Blake Nisanic. Blake fakes the pass. Drives. Jump stop. Shot is blocked by Kemp. And Kemp, oh, Kemp saying no, 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 no. Shaking his head. Almost gave the Dikembe Mutombo finger wag. Talk a little smack. Pass into Bonilla to Blake Nisanic. Vega to Swanson. Swanee for three. In and out, no good. Rebound Seriani for Palisade. Goes to Hicks. Hicks left wing. Seriani top of the key. Stops. Pass underneath the Kemp. Kemp kicks it out top of the key to they go to right wing to Maestas. Seriani to Hicks left wing. 8-point lead for Palisade. Seriani with a drive. Stops from the free throw line. Likes that shot, but missed it. Came up short. Rebound taken by Stevie Vega. Up the court to Reed Swanson. Swanson back to Vega. Back to Swanee, right wing. Three-pointer. Swanee, no good. Rebound, Seriani. And a timeout called by Palisade. A 30-second timeout. 2:10 left in the game. 47-39 Bulldogs. I imagine Palisade's going to put on the stall here with that and protect that lead. This is KMTS. ...47-39, Palisade with a lead, 2:10 to go in the ball game. Bulldogs ball, Paul Steinke inbounding. Then we're playing a man press here. Steinke goes backcourt to Maestas, Aviles guarding him. Maestas quickly gets the ball to four to Kemp. Kemp right wing, Maestas top of the key, Hicks left wing. Hicks traveled, he got his feet crossed, he traveled, got away with it. Maestas right wing. Stops. Goes to Hicks. Hicks fakes left. Kicks it out to Maestas. Three-pointer. Top of the key. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Seriani. Put back. No good. Rebound put back again. No good. Rebound taken by Blake Nisanic. And he's fouled by Kemp. And Kemp picks up. Which one is that? That's the 17 foul. That's his third. So 1-1 for Blake Nisanic. 1:40 to go. And Blake's first free throw is good. Strong fourth quarter for Blake. He's got five this quarter, nine for the game. Blake came in the game averaging just a little over 6 points a game. Second free throw is perfect. Give him 10 for the night. 47-41. Glenwood within six. Seriani gets the ball at half court. They beat the press. Underhands it to Maestas. Dribbles past two defenders. Clears it. Now it goes to Colin Lake. Yeah, Palisades is coming out. Spread the ball around. Killing the clock. Avila's going for a loose ball. Can't get it. Maestas. And a reach-in foul by Blake Nisanic. That's number four. 10th team foul, double bonus for Donovan Maestas, who is perfect for the line, 6-for-6. That's not the guy you want to foul. 6-point lead for the Bulldogs. Maestas could make it an 8-point lead. First free throw short, though. His first miss from the line tonight. Maestas' second free throw. He's in and out. No good. Rebound Blake Nisanic. Hands it off to Omar Bonilla. Bonilla. Goes right wing to Blake Nisanic. Cross court pass to Anthony Aviles for three. Yeah, off the rim. No good. Rebound chased down in the corner by Kemp. He's double teamed. Passes tipped. Ball went out of bounds. 1:04 to go. Clay came. Palisade coach barking out orders. Here's a near pick by Aviles. Now goes ahead to Reed Swanson. Goes to Aviles. Aviles hands it off to Swanee. Swanee, left wing, three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound put back by Maestas. Doesn't go by, rather, Aviles doesn't go, but a foul. Oh, Swanee could hit a couple of those threes. It's a different ball game, but he's just a little off the mark tonight. Foul called against Seriani, his third. That'll send Vega to the line for two shots. Well, a three-pointer would have been huge. Cut the lead in half. Said there's 51 seconds to go. 47-41, Vega. Is it a 1-1? It is. And he misses the free throw. Rebound Kemp to Seriani. Underhands it to Maestas. Going to have to foul to stop the clock. Maestas cross-court pass almost picked off by Blake Mesenik. Seriani gets it near corner to Hicks. Hicks double team, baseline drive, pass that goes down to Kemp. Kemp lays it up and in. No foul, no basket. Foul on the floor. Kemp will go to the line for two shots. 34 seconds if he sinks these. That's pretty much all she wrote. McLean comes in for Glenwood. Donovan Kemp. Eleven points for Donovan Kemp. His first free throw is good. Kemp's second free throw is good. Got the bounce. 49-41. Palisade. Anthony Aviles. Here's Vega for three in the corner. No good. Rebound Seriani. Up the court quickly to Hicks. Hicks taking it to the rack. Hicks with a shot. Banks it, miss it. He's fouled. Two shots. Well, valiant effort for Glenwood in the fourth, but they're going to come up short. Hicks with the first free throw. Good. 20 seconds left. Kemp comes out. The PA mic is cranked. Caleb Hicks with his second free throw. Good. 10-point lead. So Sam Winger, the freshman, gets to play the last 20 seconds of this game. Anthony Aviles brings it up. He'll shoot a three from the left wing. Nope, barely got the rim. 14 seconds. Maestas got the rebound. He's got the ball up the court to Rodolfo Dexter, down to Seriani. Coach Fred Heisel saying, don't foul. Why would you blow the whistle? Just let it go, ref. Come on. Really, with 5 seconds left? Getting a dollar a whistle? I don't know. Kenny Seriani, first free throw is good. Points for Seriani. Second free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Vega or Bonilla up the court to Winger for three, no good. That'll do it. Final score, Palisade 52, Glenwood 41. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Wrapping things up from Palisade High School, where the Glenwood Demons fall to the Palisade Bulldogs 52-41. Glenwood boys outscored Palisade 7-4 in the first quarter. Palisade had the edge 17-12 in the second, 14-7 in the third, and 17-15 in a hard-fought fourth quarter. Glenwood comes up on the short end, 52-41, the final score. The top scorers for Glenwood, 10 points from Blake Nieselnik, 12 scored by Bryson McLean, 9 from Omar Bonilla, 3 apiece scored by Stevie Vega and Aiden Nieselnik. 12 points for Bryson McLean. Big night for him coming off the bench. He was very effective. 3 points scored by Reed Swanson. Could not get the threes to fall. He was 0 for 5 from beyond the arc. Anthony Avilas with just a free throw for the Demons. Four players in double figures for the Bulldogs. Jonathan Kemp with 13, 11 apiece scored by Kenny Seriani and Caleb Hicks. Three from Jose Mendoza. Austin Stafford with a bucket, and that was it for the Palisades scoring as they controlled the boards and got better shooting inside. Only shot a couple of threes. Most of their shots were coming at the post as they really had the advantage on the boards, getting the rebounds, putbacks, and smart passing. They played a solid second half with outscoring Glenwood 14-7 in the third quarter, 17-15 in the fourth. Final score, Palisade 52 and Glenwood 41. With the win, Palisade goes to 6-2 in league, 8-2 overall. Glenwood falls to 2-5. I'm sorry, 3-5 in league and 3-6 overall. And again, the Glenwood girls will play Palisade next Wednesday. Here at Palisade High School, 6:30. That's a big game as far as the West Slope standings go. Our next broadcast will be, Palace Glenwood's next game is Friday. Oh, we've got Eagle Valley at Rifle on Thursday, and then Glenwood's next game, Summit, just the boys at home at 6:30. From Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. The Glenwood girls won't be back in action until next Wednesday after their quarantine because of that COVID situation with Steamboat. I want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration, Bertha Motors, GMC Buick, Carpet One, Bighorn Toyota, Alpine Bank, and Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance. Again, our final score, Palisade over Glenwood, 52-41. Have a great night, and keep it tuned to KMTS.